I am sitting at my office on the Albion Headlands, gazing at the great blue Pacific Ocean. The Albion River runs east as I look over my right shoulder. The sun is shining after a weekend of nurturing rain. I am eating delicious Indian samosas and Parmesan stuffed mushrooms from the Albion store and a cup of chai tea from the Mendocino Tea Company, with whom I share an office. Blessed doesn't really describe my position in life. It is truly a treasure, and I am fully aware of my privilege to be here, and I am a free woman in paradise. I daily exercise and fight for my rights and for those less fortunate than I, because with privilege comes responsibility to make the world a better place. At least, that's my moral imperative. I was, as you know, optimistic about the elections, thinking that the progressives were laying in wait to jump out of the election day cake and yell, "Surprise! We're here! We're sane! We're patient! And we're voting!" But alas, I was wrong. Really wrong. I wanted to wake up Wednesday and say, "Good morning, California! Marijuana and hemp are legalized!" But no. I know it wasn't a perfect proposition, but I truly believed it was a step forward. I thought it was for the good of all, and the idea that we would pay taxes, no one would go to jail for reasonable cultivation and transportation, and the cops couldn't touch seed nor stock was exciting to me. What's happening just doesn't make sense to me. The unprecedented spending of $4 billion on mean and nasty campaign ads, glad that's over. They called it a referendum on the Obama presidency. But I can pretty much guarantee that much of America's electorate wouldn't be able to define referendum. Here, let me. Referendum is a vote. Yes, indeed, that surely was a referendum. I wanted to see a positive change from this election. Sensical, logical, progressive solutions. Nothing much changed in terms of going forward, but a whole hell of a lot happened in reverse. Am I alone in this? Well, I may not be alone, but I am certainly in the minority. Yes, and as far as minorities are concerned, this was a devastating election. Minorities, who are the majority, didn't turn out in large numbers to vote. And the new bosses are not concerned with the general welfare of this nation. So sad. So sad. The Democrats lost because they had no respect for the people who brought President Obama to the White House. They and he remained a staunch ally of the banks, corporations, and the people felt disposable. If President Obama had just listened to me when I told him to bail out the homeowners and not the banks, we could have stabilized the entire economy. If he had been more vocal and active on withdrawing troops and making those accountable who went to war under false circumstances, I say there would have been a groundswell of support and re-election. But most people I know felt abandoned and apparently have answered in kind. Oh well. Republicans are already gloating, mouths watering at the opportunity to dismantle the healthcare reform, terrorize immigrant workers, take away a woman's right to choose, destroy same-sex marriage. Yes, it's all on the chopping block. A giant step backwards. The country has turned a disturbing shade of red with the Republican sweep of the election. I have an eerie chill running down my spine. I hear the sinister laugh of Eric Cantor and Mitch McConnell in my ear. That's the culmination of racism, colonialism, despotism, nepotism, and capitalism. Ism, ism, ism. It's a corporate capitalistic coup. We heard the major issue in this election was jobs and the economy and the failure of the Obama administration to do something about it, like he could pull jobs out of a hat. Yet the Republican agenda, like that of Rand Paul, elected in Kentucky, supports the Tea Party's major initiative to cut the federal workforce and its wages by 10% and freeze hiring. That sounds counterproductive to me, as opposed to Obama's job stimulus bill and tax cuts for new small businesses, which I myself will take advantage of. You know what would really stimulate the economy? Ending the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and making two-thirds of American corporations who don't pay taxes, like Exxon and Citibank, do so. Think of the net savings from both, and then reinvesting in alternative energy, conservation, and education. Then we legalize marijuana and hemp, and voila, a fat and happy economy for all. To me, that would be logical, sensible, and responsible. Gosh, maybe by 2012, we'll get the progressive agenda together just in time for a happy ending. This is Sherry Glazer Love. You can hear more of my commentary at www.sherryglazer.net.